Well, is everybody still processing Tuesday night's debate? We know Cardi B, John Legend, Kelly Rowland, Kerry Washington, Steph Curry, and LeBron James are just some of the celebrities that reacted to the debate. Our favorite is from Kelly Rowland. She just posted WTF.
That's about what it was.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's about what it was.
I love that, yeah. Kelly.
Why are they fighting?
LeBron James just posted, please vote.
Yeah.
So, Steve, seriously. Yesterday, while out on the campaign trail during a train tour in Ohio, Vice President Biden said that Trump's debate performance was a national embarrassment, and he has no plans and no ideas. So, basically, he's agreeing with you, Steve.
I've been saying it the whole time. Now, everybody, I was listening to Trevor Noah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he was saying a very, very funny rendition he did of it. But everybody's trying to come up with a format to fix the debate.
Yeah.
I have thought about it, and I have come up with it.
Okay.
When they have the two-minute round, all they have to do is for 2 minutes, whose ever turn it's not, turn their mic off for exactly 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, they said that yesterday, Uncle CNN. They said that was what they were going to do. Yeah, turn their mic off. That was one idea.
And that's great out there. They got that from me, Junior.
And you got it from me.
They listen.
But how did
we number one? They listen.
Yeah. But at first, I would think that, you know, being who they are and the moderator and everything would be a little tentative about turning the president of the United States mic off. But in this case.
Let me work the buttons.
And let Samuel Jackson.
And Samuel L. Yeah.
Between the two of you guys. Whoa.
Really, I've seen all I
Damn
need
you.
To see, though.
Woo!
But I'm
do you
glad
know that,
that
they say Trump thinks he did really well in the debate?
Yeah, that's
well, of course he does. Well, yeah.
We knew he was going to walk away thinking that, though.
Well, I'm really glad, though, Chris Wallace was the moderator because he was from Fox News. Because if the moderator had been from another news network.
CNN.
They would have been like, they did that on purpose.
Even Chris Wallace struggled with the president. Even he struggled trying to stop him from interrupting and, you know, staying on message and answering the question. Even Chris Wallace struggled.
Yeah,
you know, everybody was in agreement.
And popped open a bottle of scotch and sat down. I said, I ain't doing this no more.
I'm done.
I don't even think they need another debate. You wanna
know? I'm done. I've seen all I need to see.
It's not gonna change nobody's vote. I don't give a damn if Biden falls asleep up there. I'm still voting for him.
Well, here's the sad part.
What's that, Steve?
44 million people, around about 12% of the voting population of the entire country's population. 44 million people are going to vote for Donald Trump. That's very, very sad.
Well, we got a vote, too. 34 days left. And coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about the season of fall right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.